Miraculous cancer healing. The doctors delivered a grim verdict when they performed surgery, removing 20 centimeters of her colon and diagnosed her with cancer. The colon was taken out to the left side of the peritoneum. In a couple of months, she was scheduled for another operation. But relatives were told that miracles do not happen, forgetting that for God, nothing is impossible. On the fourth day after the operation, I visited her in the hospital, taking her hand and silently reciting the mantra of our egregor. I began to talk to her about God, the soul, and our sins. She felt the energy flowing from my hands. Then I showed her the practice of awakening energy, which she performed several times a day with the help of caregivers. As a result, she began to sleep well and her eyes shone with joy. During hospital visits, I connected to egregor, held her hand, and asked her to recover her soul by revisiting past events and repenting before God. She had questions, but she prayed, and knowledge was revealed to her. Once at home, she started listening to the music of transformation and divine chants that I recommended. She read wise books from our school and other spiritual books available on the school's website. Then I suggested to her that she attend an upcoming seminar. At the seminar, she acquired techniques of her individual path of development, transmitted by mentors during chakra diagnostics, and she began practicing diligently. The result was not long in coming. The second operation was postponed for several reasons, mainly because the power was giving her a chance to cleanse herself. In our area, there is a holy spring, a place of power. The group with whom she did practices suggested that she visit the place of power and go through a cleansing bath with holy water. After this trip, she found peace of mind. Soon, she had the second operation. The doctors expected metastasis throughout her abdominal cavity, making the operation purely formal. Cut and sew. They did not believe in miracles, but how surprised they were when they cut open her abdomen. There was no trace of the disease. The doctors had to reconnect the colon and delight her relatives with the news that everything was fine. She would live, and not only live, but also help others find peace of mind and healing. After this, she attended another seminar and continued her self-improvement. Before the second operation, she had received a referral to a doctor with the diagnosis cancer. When she came to me, she calmly shared this, even though I had long known about her diagnosis. When I asked how she felt about it, she said she would always pray to cleanse her soul from sins. It will be given to you according to your faith, said Christ. and she received salvation. Shortly after her second operation, her acquaintance fell ill with cancer. She immediately went to her as soon as she learned of her friend's illness. She talked with her for a long time, brought books, and tried with all her might to reach her soul. But it was all in vain. The woman relied on her brother, who held a high position in the ministry, thinking that expensive and highly qualified doctors would help her. But that did not happen. When asked to repent and try to change her views, she replied that she didn't have sins. 6 months later, she died. I thank God for meeting people who bring salvation to others and our planet. I bow down to them.